Altoona's Waking Up with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning. Star 102.5.
So yesterday was quite a fun way to end the morning.
Well, the day was wrapping up like it usually does.
And, yes. It was about 9:20-ish or so.
Yeah. So if you were listening and things went...
You're like, what happened to Star 102.5?
Gone.
Gone.
That was my fault.
Yeah.
I was just sitting here chatting with Ken and made some kind of a hand gesture.
Mm-hmm.
And accidentally dumped over my coffee.
Yes.
Now, many of you thinking, well, that doesn't sound like a very big deal. It is when you are surrounded by electronics that are running the radio station. So
yesterday, this is what it sounded like when it happened. You won't hear the liquid actually hitting. You'll hear the pop. And there we go.
That was
it. I got called
that was
in here. You could hear it dying and then silence.
I mean, there was popping.
There was popping. I mean, we all said, did you hear that pop?
Yeah, it
was. Did you hear that pop?
Good.
No,
I knew at that point it was
good.
Not good.
Yes. To our, you know, to put it in perspective, to our bosses, this is what it sounded like when it happened. There's a lot of panic.
There was a lot of panic.
This is a very expensive piece of equipment.
It was such a traumatic thing for me that I really am not totally ready to talk about it today.
I know,
but Kurt insists on doing these things and putting me in awkward positions.
Right.
Because he thinks it makes good radio. But it just embarrasses me. But it really was, something to that magnitude is your fault.
Yes.
And it is especially bad because we, at least once a year, get some kind of a memo from our engineer saying, hey, friendly reminder, any liquids in the studio need a lid on them.
Yes. The first memo is no liquids in the studio.
That actually might be right.
And we kind of get a little bit of a pass because we're up so early. And you know,
they let us in with some coffee or some water.
But something along those lines.
Definitely you should have a lid on it.
Yes.
So I know, you know, I mean, I obviously feel terrible. I mean, knocked the radio station off the air, you guys.
And I don't mean this in a negative. you were a wreck yesterday after it happened.
I
felt for you.
I'm very sorry. I told
and
Kurt.
I'm sorry for all the text that I said it was all your fault and you owe $12,000. And
probably more than that.
Yeah, it could be. These things are not cheap.
No, I mean, I started texting my husband saying, I think I got to call our insurance guy. I need to know if our umbrella policy, we have an umbrella policy with the family.
Yeah.
I was like, would it cover a screw up at work?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm going to have to pay for this or not.
Right.
I mean, I'm on the phone with our insurance guy.
Engineer Joe came in. He does heroes work. I don't know how he does it.
He with duct tape and other things. He's MacGyver.
When he was finally putting it all together, he goes, I think this will work. And he flicked the little switch. I cowered in fear because I thought it would pop again or, you know, sparks would fly.
But, so here's the thing. So I call, you know, I'm obviously very upset. I call my mom and...
I'm
upset. I call my mom and she's like, listen, Kyle, one time...
I like how you do your mom impression too.
One time, I was in charge of all of the computers and iPads for a conference we were having with the teachers.
Yes.
I put them all in this one particular room, left the door open through the weekend. We got a huge rain ice storm.
Yes.
Destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands and thousands of dollars worth of computers. You know, not all of them, but many.
Yes.
And she's like, you know what? I had to just tell the superintendent.
Mm-hmm.
So what I found is a lot more people have stories about, you know, spilling things you know, you screwed up at work.
What did you spill?
Okay, so this was several years ago, but I had my nieces and nephews over and they were playing with my kids and I hear this like dripping sound in my kitchen. And I'm like, what is that? And then I hear the little kids saying, it's raining in the closet. It's raining. And I'm like, no, it's not raining. So I see that they're all playing in my kitchen closet, like the pantry closet, and they are saying it's raining. And sure enough, I step in there and I look, and it is raining. It's raining grease from a Fry Daddy that was up on the top shelf and had tipped over and was dripping down grease that had been left in there.
Oh, and grease, which is like the hardest thing ever to even clean up to begin with.
Yeah, there you go, Paul. At least
I shut the closet door and said, "We're moving. So I'm happy.
We're done." There's the silver lining, Kyle. At least you didn't dump a bunch of grease on the board.
Oh, man, see? It could have been worse.
At the time, I was doing like in-home daycare, so in this closet was like all these like crafting supplies and all of this stuff. No. I mean, to this day, I'm still wiping it up. I mean, it will never be clean.
Yeah, that's horrible. That's disgusting.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning. Star, Winner 2.5.